What's up? This is your girl, Taz at MC, and you are now tuning into the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy, Big Sin.
What's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it. I see you peeking and you're speaking, but what you're speaking is no longer speaking to me. The fake cockiness, the attitude, yeah, you're clearly not the one for me. I can see my future and a king. Yeah, he's riding right next to me. Unfortunately, it's not you. You just a nigga who only cares about having sex with me. It's complex to me. You say you love me, but act like you hate me for being me. It's like chess to me. So check yourself and stop playing games with me. You think it's all the same to me? Well, maybe it's all the same to you. It's 2020 and my vision's clearer than obstacles. Please, God, remove all the illusions and the obstacles. I'm 100 proof without the alcohol, unstoppable. You deluded niggas is washable. Keep it moving if it ain't profitable. Health and happiness, no other option, though, and no regrets. I believe it, so I receive it. Too blessed to be stressed.
Let's go. Yeah, I hear the streets calling. Yeah, I hear the streets calling. Plenty money we counting. Plenty money we counting.
Ooh, yeah.
Fly
overhead.
Above all the ones who doubted me in the end.
All the same flesh. Different color packages, dip around them hazmat, manuscript trash bags, serving all the habitants, temperatures averages, natural what they added in, calculated in cavalier, strong-minded adamant, bulldozers avalanche, chalk me up, pouncing in, mashing on their cowardice, beam on or run of fear, big families on demand, big damage you can't repair, habanero here to there, Pete Carroll still the man, hating now they was hating in, real spit just to get to you, I hate your man, thumbing through these case files, really understand, twisting up one hand, a traffic jam on PayPal,
hand
a
soup,
not a
yeah, chance. I hear the streets calling. Yeah, I hear the streets calling.
Hey.
Plenty money we counting.
Sure.
Plenty money we counting.
Ooh, yeah.
Blind.
Overhead. Hey.
Above all the ones who doubted me in the end.
You work more, perform like it, hold yourself accountable. Mechanical flow, martial instincts, distinct breed, extinct MCs, EST, BC, AG, MVPCs, and defense wins kids, punishment swift. When you dig your own grave, might have to line wait, take some time, organize on lines, eyes where they reside, just like a boss player. I will spark that brain, change your whole outcome, thoughts of an income, uniting kingdoms, team up. They don't want us together, cause when we're structured, that's superpowers. A sour taste, hate good spirits, it's your nearest, never satisfied. Appetites, wide around the fangs. I can't explain how this game laced me, but you can taste it, break bread.
Yeah, I hear the streets calling.
Callin'.
Yeah, I hear the streets calling.
Hey.
Plenty money we counting.
Sure.
Plenty money we counting.
Ooh, yeah.
Blind. Overhead.
Hey.
Above all the ones who doubted me in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to episode 10 of the NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by your girl Taz That MC and Big Sin. Big Sin, what's good, man?
What's going on with you?
Man, you know, maintaining, you know. Can you believe we're already on episode 10?
Man, it crept up for real.
And we're consistent, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to come and give something, you know, every month, if not once or twice a month. This is our second show this month, I believe. So anybody that's just tuning in, make sure that you check out our previous episode, which was about 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about finances, credit, you know, things like that and that nature. Tonight is going to be, you know, pretty deep. You know, we're going to get deep. We're going to have a roundtable edition. We're going to talk about abuse, domestic violence, you know, harassment, healing, you know, and much, much more. I mean, we have quite a few people that we have on the schedule tonight that should be calling in, you know, hopefully within the next 10 minutes or so. So, you know, we can see, you know, what's going on and have people, you know, share their experiences and testimonies. So, you know, it's going to get deep, y'all. Definitely deep.
You know, I had a domestic dispute with that pollen out there today.
Did you?
Like, oh, my God, man. I took some allergy medicine. And so, you know what I'm saying? If I sound a little loopy, because I took allergy medicine.
You know, my allergies is messing with me today, too. You know, and I'm all the way over here in Seattle, but you in North Carolina. But today, like, I've been sneezing, like, all day. Like, I can tell.
Out here is pine. Out here is, like, pine trees everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they everywhere. And it's, like, right in my backyard, I got one big pine tree just, like, you know what I mean? So if I open the window, it's all coming in the crib. So,
oh, wow.
Like,
yeah, that's deep.
Like, my car is green.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So much pollen on it. So I hate this time of year, man. I love this time of year, but I hate this time of year at the same time because of the pollen.
Right.
Saying, and then the grass started growing. My grass is ridiculous, too. So
I
just
feel
go,
you on that.
I want to just go sit in the corner and just cry, man.
That's how it is sometimes. I've been having allergies since as early as I can remember, as, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old. And it used to be really bad. And now that I'm older, it isn't as bad. But as soon as the season comes, like, it's just sneezing and then my eyes will get all itchy. And, you know, sometimes we do have those, you know, times when there's a lot of pollen and stuff outside. I hate it, bro. You know, I like this weather, like you said, because it's cool. You know, I like, you know, spring, so you can wear your hoodies and stuff. And, you know, weather's getting a little bit better, people feeling better and doing things like that. But sometimes, you know, them allergies will take you out, for real.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I'm going to go get me some, like, Allegra D. That's real good, like, you know, for it. Because I actually went to the doctor. I thought I had, like, bad sinuses. And they did, like, some type of CAT scan or something. He said it was just severe allergies. He told me to take Flonase and Allegra. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I got to get back to that. That was, like, that been, like, a couple years ago. But I got to get back to taking it because I can't do this right here every day. It's pollen disrespect.
No. I feel you on that. Yeah, like I can't take too much of anything. Like Claritin will help a little bit, you know, but that stuff is like $10, $20. But that Benadryl and all that cheap stuff, you know, I can't handle that. That stuff have you drowsy, sleep, knocked out.
Yes.
Especially that Benadryl. That I don't see how Benadryl is even legal, bro. That should be.
Yeah.
And I know if you've had allergies, like, I know you had Benadryl before. I know you have.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think what I took is, like, the bootleg Benadryl. Like, that's why I feel loopy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm awake, though. You know? I'm going to get up and, if I had to, I'd get up and do some jumping jacks or something. You know?
Right. Get that energy going.
I just start blurting out Color Purple quotes, you know what I'm saying? Don't, just never mind me. It's the Benadryl, the bootleg Benadryl.
Right.
You know, if I turn into Hoppo, if I turn into Hoppo Mister, you know what I'm saying? While everybody talking, just ignore me.
Right. I'ma just put you on mute then, Mister. M-I-S-T-E-R. You know what I'm saying?
I might call back on another phone.
I can tell if it been messed with. I know, bro. I know. We all know about that color purple.
Phone.
Nah. I know your numbers, bro. I can screen you before I bring you on the say we're gonna put you on a timeout.
Yeah, you got all the angles covered.
Exactly. But, yeah, you know, tonight's show definitely, you know, is going to get deep. You know, we're still waiting for people to call in. They should be calling in, I would say about 5 minutes, you know, whatever group of people that we have, you know, we will just go ahead and get things started, you know. But me personally, just to touch a little bit about the subject on domestic violence, like, you know, for one thing, like, if you guys have been tuning in into any of our shows, you guys already know whenever we do these type of things and podcasts and come together, the energy on our show is real, and there's always some type of confirmation or something that, you know, ends up happening to let us know that we are on the right path and that, you know, we should definitely continue to use our platform to talk to the people, everyday people, because we're everyday people too, you know. And so in saying that, it's just crazy that, you know, yesterday, you know, I got some news that somebody that I love was in a domestic dispute, and it was pretty bad, you know. I'm not going to go into too much detail over the air like that because it's not my story to tell, but, you know, when you love someone, you know, that stuff definitely, you know, hurts. And, you know, hurts my heart because I've been in domestic violence situations before. You know, it's a lot that, you know, I've been through in my life. You know, we'll touch, you know, bases with other people who will tell their story. I'm not going to go into too much detail, you know, at this time. But, you know, you definitely don't want or wish that to happen to anybody else, no matter what type of abuse, no type of whatever type of harassment, or whatever, you know, you may have experienced. You don't want anyone that you love, or people in general, I would think, you wouldn't want anyone to, you know, have to go through some of the things that maybe you have went through, because it hurts. And, you know, I'm still dealing with a lot of stuff that happened, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when I'm just a kid, you know. So it's crazy, you know. And as a people, you know, we have to have these type of platforms. We have to, you know, have these safe places that we can come together so people know that, you know, it's okay. Let's talk about our story. Let's heal, you know, because they don't really give us the resources. They don't really talk about this kind of stuff in everyday life. It's a lot of drama, and there's a lot of evil and a lot of distractions in the world going on today. So, you know, I'm honored to be able to use our platform here, and I know Big Sin is as well, so that, you know, we can get deep and hopefully, you know, have someone else, you know, feel safe, you know, being able to come here, tell their story, whatever it is. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, shits and giggles. It's always not going to be fun. But in the end, you know, we do try to turn whatever negative into a positive and give someone, you know, a place where they feel like someone's listening, or, you know, at least can link with people that may have experienced what you've been through, or, you know, common minds, you know what I'm saying, linked together. But definitely want to send a prayer out to my family member and, you know, what they're going through. They're alive today, thankfully, but, you know, it was kind of rough and something that has been on my mind since last night. I can't stop thinking about it, but all I can do is pray, you know. So I'm going to just leave it at that. Real talk.
It's like, I'm glad we're doing this show, man, because it gives people opportunity to talk about it, because there ain't never nothing wrong with talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of people, they hold it in, you know what I'm saying, and they don't let it out. So it's always good
That's
to let
true.
It out, man. So
that definitely
either
is
way,
true.
I'm ready
Facts,
to hear
bro.
Some of these people's stories, man, because I know it's going to be an interesting show.
Yeah. It definitely is. I'm excited to get things going and starting this healing process as well. I see that a couple of people have already called in, and so what we're going to do is I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to play a song actually by Big Sin called Black Queen, you know, so that we can go ahead and get into the moment here. And after we come back from the track, we will go ahead and start bringing some of the people on and letting them share their story. Big Sin, this track that you just dropped, congratulations on the new EP. Is there anything that you want to tell us as far as the meaning behind the song or anything you want to share about the motivation behind it?
It's just, you know, just a song I wanted to do. You know, I done made a lot of songs. You know, I done said misogynist things, you know, in music or whatever. I mean, we all have, but I just wanted to do something, just something different, just pay homage to the black woman, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, black women are important, you know, from us, because we all come from black women. So it's just, you know, it's time to start celebrating black women and, you know, lifting up black women. And black women got to do the same for black men. Like, we got to start lifting each other up. It ain't nothing wrong with black love, man. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? It keeps life flowing. So I just made the song. It was just something I had on my heart, and I just made it. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to express some feeling, you know, show people some emotion.
I can dig it. Real spit. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into the track right here, Big Sin with Black Queen.
Yo, what's up? I want to take some time to send a special shout-out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. Walk Excellent is a new and upcoming business. If you don't know, they make 100% pure and natural body butters, fragrance oils, face and skin products, and more. Make sure that you check them out at www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Walk Excellent.
And we are back. If you're just now tuning in, this is the NC Hip Hop Show, Episode 10, and we are going to start our roundtable edition here in just a second. But before we do, just as a disclaimer, we are not experts, nor do we claim to be. We are just creative individuals who are providing a platform for others to express themselves as well as share their experiences or knowledge. So I see there's a couple people holding here right now. What I'm going to do is I am going to just unmute a couple of you guys. I'm going to unmute about four of you. And I believe the system is going to tell you, hey, you're unmuted. And then from there, what can happen is that you can go ahead and introduce yourself and then share your story or testimony. And we'll start off like that. All right. Anything you want to add before we get started?
Nah, I'm just ready, man. I'm about to just sit back and listen, man.
All right, let's get it. Good afternoon. Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the NC Hip Hop Show. So whoever wants to go ahead and get started, I will let you guys go ahead and take it from there. And as I said, just go ahead and introduce yourself, and then you can go ahead and share your story or testimony. If you are just, you know, here just to listen, then that's okay. You don't have to say nothing as well. But for those that want to go ahead and speak, it's on you guys whenever you guys are ready to start.
Well, I'm going to just jump on in here. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Michael B. I'm calling from out of Portland, Oregon. I want to thank the Hip Hop Show for inviting me this evening, afternoon, to share a little bit of my information, knowledge, background, a little jewel, a gift, or something that I can share with the public. As a domestic violence counselor in the past, and also as a member of a few diversity committees, it's really important that all the information that we can contribute to our community that make us better as human beings is always welcome. And I just wanted to point out the fact that there is always opportunity in uplifting one another, and always controversy and drama and confusion when we doubt one another. And I say that as a black man who was raised by a single mother. And I learned a lot of value in being a young man raised by a woman. And we have to understand also that as older men, as we become adults, our responsibility to our children is vital. Reason why I was a single child was because the male, a role model in my life, decided that he didn't want to stand up to the plate and be responsible. That's the pattern that we must stop. We must discourage our young men from not being responsible in that picture. Very important, it's vital. And as a father of two daughters, I knew the importance of that responsibility. And we have to continue to be a part in our children's life, regardless of the relationship. And also, I can just say from my background and my experience, violence has always been something that's been acceptable in the community. I mean, amongst family members. I was listening to the show earlier. There's too many of us who know someone or who has a family member who's experienced domestic violence in some way, shape, or form, and we've tolerated that a lot more than we should have in the past, and we have to correct that also for the future and teaching our children and our teenagers that that's not acceptable behavior. I wish I could say a whole lot more, but I want to give it to someone else to speak. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael B.
Hi, guys. My name is Lucy Taylor, and I'm calling from L.A., from Los Angeles, California. Hey. Hi.
Hello.
I am actually – hi, guys. I am a founder of a nonprofit out here called Project Fly L.A., where we help children with their self-esteem. I started a nonprofit based on my history and the challenges that I had coming up. I was homeless at 14. I was abused sexually and physically by my stepfather and some various men in his family. From there on, I attempted suicide. I shot myself when I was 19, then surrounded myself with nothing but dysfunctional relationships. I dated a drug dealer for years who beat me, hit me in the face with a shovel, kidnapped me for 2 weeks, pistol whipped me, broke my arm in half. I have to have a plate in my arm that holds my arm together, my ulna bone. So the abuse, growing up in abuse and watching my mother be abused, that's all I knew was love. So to continuously get that abuse felt like love to me. I stayed in it. I actually ended up being an abuser later on in other relationships. And for me, it was so important to get out of that cycle for my children, because it didn't matter how much I was being abused as long as they weren't. But they're still, even though they weren't physically abused, they still saw their mother being abused. They still saw their mother being dragged from the car and repeatedly punched or kicked. My face was so distorted that one of my abusers, held me hostage for 2 weeks so that my face could heal. I couldn't even breathe out of my nose. So the abuse with me, I have scars all over my body from various fights or being thrown out of a car or whatever it was that I went through. My self-worth and self-esteem was down the tubes. And again, only knowing this as love. You know, and when you go to try to talk to people, it's hard because you're trying to live this different life or saying that this stuff isn't happening and always making excuses for why you have bruises or why your lip is fat or why do you have a black eye or what are those bruises on your arm. You can only lie and say so many times that you bumped into the refrigerator or you open the cabinet and it hits your eye. So living that lie, I did that for... Jesus, since I was a little girl. I had been protecting my mother since I was five, fighting my stepfather, who was a boxer, and that's all I knew. So fast forward, now I actually help children and mothers that are in those situations. We need each other, and we need to know that we're going to be okay. So I wanted to come on here today, which I thought was really important for all of us to share our stories and to kind of like virtual group hug with one another, because we do need to hear that each of us survived through this.
Yes.
So I thank you for opening up this platform.
Oh, doubt, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and thank you for joining the call.
Thank you. Oh, of course.
Appreciate
absolutely. You calling. Love to all of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey. This is Mike. I'm calling from California. What's up? What's up, Sin?
What's going on?
Not much, man. This is Bullhorn.
Okay. Hey. Thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, no problem, man, not at all. I really don't have like a testimonial or anything to show. I just know that, you know, from what I've seen and vision, that kind of, you know, guided me along my path in life. Because, my dad was a beast. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. He was a beast. I've seen him get drunk and be angry. And, he was a rough one. Because of that back of the day phase, he was the macho man. You know, late 60s, early 70s, he was macho. So, you know, it was almost as though, you know, they were almost like roles that people had to play, and his was the tough, angry role or whatever. You know, lots of fights, you know, lots of don't call the police, lots of don't answer the doors, you know, and as children, we learned how to, you know, compartmentalize that and have that be a portion of our life, not knowing that that was wrong later on down the line. So I've seen enough and probably been through enough. It almost makes you, want to try to, you know, to help someone out along the way. You know, just hearing the couple of testimonials that I have now, I can't compare to those things. You know, I'm unfortunately, you know, all I can offer is, you know, just what I've seen. You know, all we learned is exactly what we saw. You know, and watching my mother go through that was pretty much hell. And watching her go through it twice was even worse. You know, there's something special about seeing your mom in that type of a situation, dragged around, broken noses. So as an adult, that's why I tried to stay away from that kind of stuff. And it was so ironic that the person that I ended up being with was abusive. So lots of unnecessary things and lots of scary things, you know. So, I mean, if there's anything that I can do and offer as advice to anybody else, I'd be willing to take that on and help somebody along their way.
Good talk, man.
Yeah, you definitely are an important piece of the puzzle, too, just by experiencing it, by seeing it, too. You know, I mean, that's your mom, and that's definitely something that, like you say, you ended up in an abusive relationship. So somewhere along the lines, you know, it may have affected you, you know, in that sense. But, you know, you definitely are an important piece as well, just from, you know, the support, you know, by being here tonight and sharing your story. So we really appreciate you taking that time to call in and share that with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to introduce themselves and share their experience, story, or testimony with us?
Sure, I'll share.
Go ahead, we can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Taz. Yes, hi, my name is Adita. I'm a music producer and a customer service representative. I was abused, I would say, since I was a little girl when I first saw my mom get hit by my father. Of course, I had to do something about it. I couldn't just let him hit her, you know? So, you know, after I started defending her, he started hitting me because, you know, I guess of what I did. And then I was getting abused for so many years that, you know, when I finally, you know, finished high school, I went straight into the military to toughen myself up and, you know, to be able to defend myself more. But that also happened there as well. So. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to cry about it because I just had to talk about this recently to my lawyer. So it's like, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Take your time.
I'm sorry.
Take your time.
I'm sorry at all.
And of course I got raped in there, and I just found out recently that he raped over 20 other women, and they finally arrested him 3 years ago. And mind you, I was in the Army over 20 years ago, and he finally got arrested 3 years ago, you know. So once I got out of the Army, I felt even more weaker because I couldn't run there to become more tougher because it happened in there too. And I started getting into all these bad relationships, abusive relationships, you know, I guess because I was so used to it, that's what I was attracting. And then the last relationship I was in, that's what actually broke the camel's back because, you know, I was in hospital. I was, you know, kidnapped for 2 weeks and locked in closets, things like that. And I just, I still don't remember to this day how I got out of there. But I remember, the only thing I remember was running. I just don't remember how I even got out of that situation, but I'm just really glad that I'm here. And I got to meet you and, you know, listen to everybody else's stories and their strengths, and we can just help each other get through this, you know?
That's real. That's real. Yeah. God got you out of that situation. He was with you the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, Evita, and sharing your story with us here. If anybody else wants
to
go ahead and... Yeah. If anybody else has anything they want to add, you know, feel free. The floor is open.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
My name's Sharika, North Carolina. I think I was born and raised here in North Carolina. My mom got married when I was about 9, and she married a guy that was in the Army. And they met and were married within 3 months of meeting each other. And within a month of that, we were headed to Germany where he was stationed at. I'd never experienced abuse, have never seen anybody being abused. So the first time I saw them have a big argument, I thought maybe it was just an argument. And then he hit my mom. But next day he apologized, and they were all happy and friendly. So had not having experience, I just figured they'd be fine. But we were in Germany for 2 years, and within that 2 years, I saw her broken bones, me being having to be sent to a neighbor's house in the middle of the night so he can take her to the hospital because he's broken a bone. I've seen him, we lived on like the fourth floor, I've seen him put her over the balcony and threaten to throw her. I've seen him put a gun to her head. Like I grew up this innocent child until this point, and then having to see this happen to my mom. And both of them abused alcohol. And when he got drunk, he got abusive. He never abused me, but him abusing my mom, I saw my mom change from being my best friend to her verbally and emotionally abusing me. And every relationship she had after him, it was the same thing, abusive. And that's all from 9 until maybe 2 years ago when I finally broke that cycle that she had, that scene. That's all I knew. And that's what I knew love was the abuse. And I can remember when, before then, being a very outgoing child. I was never like the loud, boisterous person, but who I made friends. But when I came back to the States, you'd have to basically force me to talk. I was scared if I said something, I'd say the wrong thing, and I'd be belittled or berated. I tried to please everybody. I accepted anything bad that anyone did to me because that meant that they were giving me some kind of attention, and I wouldn't do anything wrong if I didn't disagree with what they were doing or what they were saying. And that went on to basically about 2 years ago. Relationships I've had with my children's fathers and stuff, they could say anything to me. They can do whatever they wanted. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't argue. I wouldn't fuss. I wouldn't fight back. I wouldn't do anything. But I have two girls, and I don't want them to think that that's how they should be in their relationships when they got older. And I had a son, and I didn't want him to think that that was the way he should treat women when he got in a relationship. So I finally went and got help from a counselor. And I'm better now. I value myself more now. But going through all that, it really did. It really impacted how I grew up and how I interact with people. I'm still shy. I'm still really reserved. And it took a lot. it took a lot for me to even get on here and say all this, because I don't want anybody to see me different than what they view me as now. But the only way you're really going to get over what you go through is to talk about it and share your story. And even though I went through that, hopefully my story will prevent other people from not going through that.
Wow, I appreciate you calling, man, and sharing that.
No problem.
Yeah, and like, y'all awesome, man. Like, because it take a lot of courage, man, you know, to, like, express how you feel, you know, what you've been through. It take a lot of courage and heart to do that.
It does, definitely. And we appreciate everyone for, you know, being brave and being, you know, available to call in and share this with us tonight. It's definitely a healing process, you know, for a lot of us, you know, because whether we have experienced it ourselves, maybe we've seen somebody else be abused. I mean, it is something that is happening every day, every day. And people don't want to talk about it. I don't know why, but it's just like, you know, I was raised in a household myself where, you know, we didn't talk about certain things like that, you know, or, you know, it's just like you try to express how you feel and they're just like, oh, get over it, you know. And sometimes you don't want to just get over it, or you're young, you don't know how to get over it, but you just learn, you know, certain behaviors that may not necessarily be healthy by keeping that stuff in. Because I know for myself, I didn't tell anyone for a very long time as far as things that were going on with me. And, you know, that's just a little bit about that. But, yeah, it's a blessing to talk to each and every one of you guys and have everyone share their story. Is there anyone else on the call tonight that did not get a chance to introduce themselves or share their story or testimony yet? Well, all right. So I do have a follow-up question as far as hearing about what everybody has been through or experienced. How are you healing is basically what the question is. So if anybody that wants to step up and answer that question, we'll just go ahead and do it in the same format as before. The floor will be open, and, you know, just go ahead and answer the question to the best of your ability. And if you're still healing, I mean, that's fine. We're healing every day. But personally, I would like to know, like, how are you healing, or what are some of the things that you are doing, you know, to get past some of the things that you've been through?
I'm going to jump right in. This is Michael B. again from Portland. I'm still healing, obviously. I believe tonight has been a huge step for everyone. Just coming together and sharing stories is a part of the healing process as well. Just listening to everyone's story and connecting in with what a lot of people have experienced here. Domestic violence has been a really deep subject, and somehow we're all connected to it. And part of it for me was trying to introduce a lot of the people in my community to an alternative, just pointing out that how wrong that is. I took it upon myself to want to show some initiative, and in turn it drilled a lot of blind points into my head, because those learned behaviors that a lot of us learned in our household as young children, they weren't correct. And we are not to blame for that. And a lot of it is not necessarily the blame of our parents as well. Ignorance is always something that plays a strong role in a lot of this what's going on, and learning not to do these behaviors and understanding the wrong and understanding the magnitude and the effect of the people that that not only not just because people weren't affected directly with the violence, it's that they're exposed to the violence as well, and just understanding that that's wrong and learning different ways of communication and in dealing with one another in a relationship, and taking classes, sitting in meetings, just understanding. And I felt, being a father of two daughters as well, it made me want to take an initiative and not only being a parent, but really understanding, you know, what's going on. It got my attention, you know, when your daughter comes home and saying she has having a problem with a certain male. You know, it makes you, it gets you more interested in having an active role in that situation, and you have to find different alternatives in how to deal with those things and educate your children as well. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I appreciate everyone this evening.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Michael.
Dixon, thank you so much. It's Lucy. Thank you for having us and inviting me on this as well. To answer your question, as far as healing goes, definitely getting myself into therapy. Definitely taking accountability on why I stayed, because a lot of it has to do with our self-worth and our self-esteem. I know I've been frightened, I've been scared. This man threatened to kill my family over and over, and I believed him based on his background. And so, I mean, he's called me in homes and, you know, like, I see you outside, I see where your car is parked, so I know what it's like to be scared and to be frightened, and the fact that he's still out there. At the same time, we have to build ourselves up enough to leave, just like the other young lady just said, like, she didn't even know how she did it, and it definitely was God. It definitely was God. So staying true to God and staying with God and continuing to share our story, to be honest with you, to help other people get out. But so many people don't talk about this until it's too late. It could be happening for years, and, you know, we're sitting at home like, oh, my God, I can't believe everybody likes my husband, not knowing when everyone leaves, he beats me the way he does. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really preparing ourselves and throwing ourselves into therapy. There's so much free therapy out there. We just have to reach. We have to reach out and do what we have to do for us, and especially for our children. Especially for our children. Thank you again.
I appreciate you, Lucy.
All good. All love. You know you're my brother. All love.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like what I hate about it, it's like it seems like the abuse always happens to good people. You know, that's like the heartbreaking part about it, you know. Because, you know, like I experienced it. My father used to fight my mom when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? And I always told myself that I would never put a woman through like the things he put a woman through, you know. He was a good man, but he just had demons from his childhood, so he used to drink a lot. And he would just, you know, he would just fight my mom. I know he was, like, probably hurting inside, and he wanted to pass that hurt on, you know. So it's like, you know, it's hard to watch and see people go through it, especially people you love, man.
Right. That's true. Well, Sin, as you know about me, I'm 90% deaf because of my stepfather. I wear hearing aids to this day, and eventually I'll be going deaf because of the hands of my stepfather. He was a boxer, and he punched me in my eardrum, burst my eardrum. They never healed it. And so now I'm going deaf and having to learn sign language because eventually that will be my only language. So I've been doing this type of abuse for such a long time. And to really put that into perspective, that's what I thought was love. If you didn't hit me, you didn't love me.
Yeah. It's horrible, man.
Yeah, it definitely is.
That's why, like, I try to be kind to people at all times. Because you never know what people going through. Like, you never know, like, what battles and what wars they fight, like, behind closed doors, you know. That's why, like, you know, I admire y'all for coming on here and speaking. Because, like I said, it takes strength, you know what I'm saying, to talk about something like that.
Absolutely.
I just think this is an important thing to bring up. This is Mike again. This is an important thing to bring up, given the time and given the time frame. You know, there's a lot of people sitting, you know, in their homes right now, and upset, angry, whatever that situation may be. You know, to give them some type of an avenue for somebody to be able to speak and talk and not let that frustration get to the point. There, I've heard about too many domestic violence calls around this time, within the last year, since all this pandemic crap has been going on. You know, people are in a different space and time right now. They need to be able to open themselves up to stuff like this. These things are important, not just us, but the community as a whole, especially the Black community. You know, there are too many instances right now where everybody's kind of picking at the people that they see on television and things like that. No, those aren't the real people. The real people are next door. The real people live underneath you. The real people live across the street from you. You know, if something is funky or something in someone's home, you know, that's going to be a tough one to call. You know, everybody's in a different space right now. But to be able to tell somebody, hey, I'm, you know, here for you to talk to you, if it's a family member, you know, it's okay to be able to get across to them and tell them, hey, let's sit back and chat or do whatever, you know. The lady at the beginning of the show, I think it was the moderator, talking about their family member is going through some stuff right now. You know, yeah, definitely. Those are the people you're going to want to cling on to and stick close to, you know, because you never know what could be going on in somebody's home right now. I think it's just important for everybody to kind of, you know, leave their ears open in situations like this.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a lot right now. So, you know, just like you said, you know, you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, with the pandemic going on, too, you know, people losing their jobs and people stuck at home, you know, with each other. And it's ugly, man. It's ugly out here, you know, but to have a platform like this to, like, try to lift people up, you know, that's been through it, you know what I'm saying, and and let them know, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, it's people you can turn to, you know, you're going through something. Like, people out here, like, with positive energy to give, positive feedback to give, and that's willing to help, like, you get help to get out of this situation.
Exactly. And it's definitely okay to talk about. It's nothing to be ashamed about, you know, things that have happened, you know, to you or in the past, if you've been abused or, you know, violated. It isn't something that you woke up and asked for that day. So, you know, never think that it's your fault. And, you know that, you know, we're here. And as being an open platform, there's also people on the call, you know, that are here, and, you know, we're going to continue to do things like this and open our platform for things like that. So make sure that, you know, you stay with us, you know, and if you need someone to talk to, hit us up, you know, at any time, and we'll definitely, you know, talk to you. It doesn't always have to be on the air. It could be one-on-one conversation, you know, because sometimes people just need to vent, you know, and get it out. That's the only way that we can really heal from it, is by telling our story and prayer. You know, that's what I do, you know, and with me being an artist, you know, at a very young age, when I was being abused, I used to do a lot of poetry before I got into rapping, so that was like a healing for me. I didn't used to talk a lot because of what I used to have been through, you know. And so for me, the only way that I would express myself would be through poetry, and then I would eventually start rapping and, you know, building, you know, from that point. So, you know, I'm just happy, you know, that I'm able to provide a platform with Big Sin here to express myself, as well as, you know, to allow you guys to do the same, because it's a process every day, every day.
And I want to shout out you too, Taz, for coming up with this idea to do this. Like, it was a very good idea.
Oh, man, it's all love, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Very good
idea.
It's
all love, bro. Yeah.
You know,
it's something that God said.
I hope, you know, like, I just, like, wish more shows would do stuff like this. You know, like, especially the shows with the big platforms, like, you know, like, I just miss, like, the days when we had, like, stuff like Teen Summit and, you know, like, alternative
right.
that the kids could have, you know, other than just everything is death and destruction and chaos and just negativity. Like, that's the only thing that's, like, really out there that's being provided, like, for the youth and just for people that's going through stuff. I just wish more shows and platforms to do stuff like this and, you know, and just provide opportunities for people to speak, man, get it off the chest.
Well, maybe some of them will. You know, unfortunately, I hate to say, but a lot of the bigger giants out there, they might be pushing other agendas, you know, at this time, you know, where as, you know, us, you know, we the people, so we bring it to the people and talk to the people directly. So I'm not really interested in selling out or selling my soul for money or profit. I'm all about doing things that involve love, healing, and positivity. So, you know, if we have to use our platform to do it, I'm confident that, you know, there will be other people, maybe on a smaller scale, that might, you know, follow suit and do the same. But, I mean, you never know, you know. Maybe some of the big giants, maybe some of them will change their mind. But the way this world is set up today, I don't know, you know. So all we can do is just keep on trying to get that knowledge out and just keep spreading this type of movement, you know, worldwide. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, other people will follow suit soon.
Yeah. Like, and, you know, like, if, you know, if somebody want to copy an idea, I wish they would start copying, like, positivity, like, good things, like, copy, spread it, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go copy something.
Like them challenges, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, like, I don't know, it's like, got to get back. Got to get back to. Got to get back on track, man. You know, just as people, you know, like it's real ugly out here. Like kids corrupted. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, everybody just got evilness in their heart and just evil intentions and just trying to do whatever they can and try to get over on people. And, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It's just ugly, man.
Definitely. Yeah, it's terrible. Yep.
But I appreciate you calling, Mike.
Is there
anybody else out there?
Say what? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I just said I appreciate you calling. Never, I never had a chance to talk to you before.
I know. We've known each other forever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, you know, 10 years or something like that. Never spoke before. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah, just other than that.
Well, that's dope.
Food, you know,
oh yeah. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, the whole point behind this is to be able to get to our young ones and our young people, because they're into the phone, man. They're into the phone. They're into the television. They're into the Kardashians. They're into likes, dislikes, frowns, emojis, XYZ. Those types of things are, you know, but as older people, we know that they're figments of your imagination, because the exciting stuff comes when you put your phone down.
Yeah.
The things that you're really going to have to get into are those things that you can't email anybody about, you know? And I think a lot of the time people don't feel comfortable coming to a forum like that because, you know, they feel that's not going to apply to them, you know? I think the most important thing is to get them, you know, hype about saying, yeah, I'm important enough to listen to something good. You know, I just think that a lot of the time people, you know, don't want to give children their props when it comes to educating them and telling them what the right way to go is, because, you know, most of the people from our age were, like, sit in front of the television. They'll tell you everything you need to know, you know, as opposed to now where we see where that got us. We got to tell them, you know, hey, this is one of those walk in the park situations. We need to sit down and talk about this kind of stuff. You know, especially, you know, young women, especially young women, you know, so they don't get into situations where they're with some guy that hasn't been taught properly. You know, they definitely need to come and step to the forefront, or we need to come to them, one of the two, you know, because my attitude has always been, those are going to be the people that are going to be your doctors. They're going to be your lawyers. They're going to be the people telling you have bank loans. And this is what you're pushing out into the world. And this is important right now. We don't need another batch of young women thinking that it's okay for their boyfriend to put their hands on them or their husband to put their hands on them. You know, we have to unlearn that.
Yeah.
You know, and as harsh as that is on some people, that's some stuff that you got to get out of your cortex. A lot of fathers, and you know, there's a lot of fathers within this group that we just talked about now. They have an old school mentality. You know, I got to show my woman who's boss. You can't do that. Not now. You know, and we see how crazy that is, and we see how destructive that can be, because, you know, more often than not, if a woman is abused like that, you know, it's going to turn into one or two different directions. Either she's going to be with another abusive man, or she's going to turn around and abuse a man, because that's all she knows. And, you know, that's the last thing anybody needs, you know, to give them some sort of positivity. I noticed that stuff started to go bad when I took Teen Summit off the air. Tell me I'm wrong.
What's that?
I said I noticed things started to really, when they took Teen Summit off the air, that's when things started going wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you know, like we used to have, like even.
That's interesting. I got into a discussion about teens and the music recently with somebody. I was talking about, I know, you know, there's a lot going on with the imagery and as it applies to our youth and like you were just saying, Teen Summit and learning things. You know, our music, it definitely does promote a lot of that violence. And I would, you know, against each other, too. I would say that our culture and our music is one of the only art forms that does that. I've not really heard that in, you know, other art forms. You know? So it's very important that they have a balance of what we hear and it does influence how we treat each other.
And it's like, you know, one thing about this generation also is like they got to understand it's okay to have a soul. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to show emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't got to be a, you don't have to be, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with love. Like if you in a relationship with a woman, ain't nothing wrong with loving her and treating her right and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we in like a side piece, society, like everybody got to have a side piece and all this crazy stuff. Like, I just wish we could just get back to, you know, just being like back to families again, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like, you know, a bunch of, a lot of baby mamas and just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I just wish we could just get back to, you know, on track, right?
Yeah, bro, and unfortunately, you know, there's never an excuse to be abusive or do, you know, any type of, you know, bad things to anybody, but looking at the bigger picture, some of these people might have been abused themselves or they might have seen it growing up, and so some of this might be learned behavior when you're wondering why are you acting this way, why are you, you know, this type of person. Sometimes, you know, people have unresolved issues that are just sitting there and, you know, demons that they fight with every day. And it just, you know, and people end up the way that they are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say there's a lot of mental health, too, that goes unaddressed. You know, there's a lot of people that have unaddressed mental health issues. And even though, you know, we say mental health and we apply it to, oh, somebody that has, like, a condition, mental health, everybody has to find balance with their mental health. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just one, you know. So it's like even if you have a mental health disorder, which a lot of people like to say, oh, I'm bipolar, so, you know, that's why I treat you this way, or schizophrenic, so this is why I treat you that way. But even so, that's no excuse. And, you know, even if you know you have these conditions, it's important to really start to monitor yourself. And when you have those triggers, if you do, then you know you got to work double time on protecting yourself and your partner. I wish there was a forum where people who, you know, felt that way, like, I can treat people like this, could really hear that. Like, even though you say, okay, it's my mental health and I don't know why I'm like this, that's still not an excuse to mistreat someone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everything can't be fixed by just giving people pills and take this for your condition or your sickness or whatever you're going through. People need help and they need healing.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes the pills or whatever people might be on, a lot of times, you know, I've seen where people were like, they're so sedated and out of it that they don't even feel like themselves. You know what I mean? So, I mean, is that really helping? Or is that just something, you know, just take this so we don't have to really deal with the bigger issue, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely healing methods got to be introduced to our communities to stop these cycles, and it has to be something like our round table discussion. It should be something that is, you know, as prevalent as basketball-wise, you know what I'm saying? Where they
right.
have more of those things, We need more of that in our community, not just, okay, now we're going to talk about this, but to make it a norm. So we're not just taking a time, you know, to set aside for that, but really talking about healing in a consistent way. So, you know, our industry, media, mass media, they control a lot of things, but I truly believe, like, with forums like this one, if we continue to be consistent, we'd be able to break through some barriers and really heal our community.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
real.
And time, like some of these abusers, it's time for, like, people for to get healed, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they get help for these abusers, like.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I think they do need an avenue. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, validate anything that they do or why they think the way that they think, but in order for them not to continue with that type of behavior, you know, they got to have something to fall back on. They got to have something to. But the point behind that is, you know, it's the safety that you feel inside that you'll be able to talk to someone and they can actually help you. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, people talk about, you know, pills and doctors and things of that nature. I will always tell you, I've never seen a doctor drive anywhere in any car. You'll never see them anywhere except the doctor's office. And that's what they get paid at.
Right.
So I'm really not in the mood for hearing about, oh, well, yeah, okay, well, I listened to your story for 45 minutes, so here's your pills, have a nice day. You know, there's got to be some way, somehow, that people you can actually trust that will be able to actually help another human being.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part is to be able to get that trust, and I don't know what it is for other people, but yeah, it's hard for Black people to trust doctors. Okay,
yeah.
Ask any Black woman about her doctor, and she's not going to jump up and down and say, "Oh, he's great, she's great." They're going to say before that starts. Because we know that so that at certain times they don't have our best interests at heart. So whether it be your friend, your homie, somebody, somewhere, sit down and talk to them. Because believe it or not, real talk, yeah, I've had a therapist fall asleep on me.
Wow.
With a half-eaten Subway sandwich sitting right in front of him.
Oh my
God. Wow.
And you know what? We need competent therapists too. I've experienced times where I've been with a therapist that I was planning to go see, but I end up therapizing them.
Exactly.
No, worried about the therapist. I had one therapist. She looked like she hadn't slept in 22 years. I said, oh, my gosh,
wow.
She needs therapy.
It's true.
Wow.
It's very true.
It's very true. Some of these therapists are incompetent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for
especially
sure.
The ones that
for
have
sure.
The nerve to ask you, what are you, where are you from? What does that got to do with anything, you know?
Good point. Excellent point.
Exactly.
You've got one job. You know, but I'm sorry, I didn't know if I was interrupting anybody or not.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just giggling.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, what I was going to say was that the abusive person has to have that outlet to be able to open up, and I think that's half the problem to begin with. He doesn't feel as though anybody's going to listen to him anyway. You know, I mean, for the most part, no, we don't want to hear what you got to say, but you have to be able to talk to someone. You have to have a trust in something or somebody, or else this is going to continue.
You know, and regardless of the whether or not you love somebody or care about somebody enough, you got to be able to you know, pull those reins back and say, okay, well, how is it that I am so unhappy I'm making this other person unhappy?
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, and if you don't have anyone to talk to, you can always talk to God, because I know I talk to him every day, and he listens, you know, because the worst thing that can happen, which happened to me, is when I finally told about, you know, one of my family members, you know, they molested me when I was a young kid. When I finally talked about it 20, 30 years later, first thing that came out of one of my family members is, I don't believe you. You're lying.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And I was so angry. I was so angry because it took so much out of me just to even tell someone.
Tell them.
That little bit. And for them to just say that to me, it pissed me off to the point where I just kind of punched the wall a little bit and I kind of left up out of there because I was just pissed. And then now looking at it, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe my family member may have had something happen to her because of, you know, it happening all the time and just the type of person and stuff and you know, that she is, and certain things that I can tell that she has unresolved issues. I don't know 100% sure, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, but that's hurtful. So we definitely need to have these safe, you know, places where people are not judged, and, you know, everything is not a lie. You know, with this generation now, it seems like they don't believe the person that's telling you what they're telling you. They believe everybody else. I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? You believe 20 people that have nothing to do with it, or is just somebody trolling the internet or whatever, but you don't believe the source. So, you know, I think it's important for people to have that place. And, you know, like I said, if you don't have anyone to talk to, just talk to God. And, you know, he'll listen and he'll give you confirmation in some way, form, or fashion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And really quick, just to take us back, Life did join the call. She was a little bit late joining, so she wasn't there at the beginning. But Life, if you want to go ahead and share your story or testimony with us and how you are healing, you can go ahead and do that. The floor is open.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Life. I was born Latoya Ann. So my government name is Latoya. Everybody calls me Taya or Life, you know, whatever you choose. But when I was very young, I grew up in a series of foster homes. And in some of those homes, there were some interesting things going on with the kids. So a lot of times, you know, especially with my abuse, I was abused from the age of probably about 3 or 4 until I was about 7. I remember not knowing my parents, who, like, I thought my foster mom was my mom until I was about 4, and then I met my real mother, who has mental health. So, you know, I'm just learning to deal with my emotions and triggers and things of that nature, and I'm still actively healing. So it's like when I was younger, as a teenager, you know, coming up with the trauma things, I used to be waiting for this magical moment when I would not feel pain or anxiety or shame or guilt or any of those things because of my life, right? But it took me until recently to really start to actually meet this woman who kind of brought me to this conclusion just a few days ago that healing is not... It's not like this magical thing that's going to just one day you're just going to wake up and feel better from it. It's an ongoing process. And to have a support system that understands that because we all have trauma. We all have things that we've gone through, and, you know, understanding each other when we're trying to do our best, you know, but sometimes having those moments, like I have points sometimes where I'm not feeling my best, and there could be nothing going on, you know what I'm saying? But my wish is that our community would really, really stop the false positivity when, you know, the real thing is, like, it's just not going to go away. It may be something that you learn to cope and you develop different mechanisms, you know, but to pay attention to yourself and what's going on within was something I had to learn over the years, you know. I'm not saying to use it as an excuse either, you know what I mean? With some people, I don't know, some of my family members that don't understand the nature of what was happening to me at a young age, they couldn't understand, like, some of the times when I would have those swings and be a little depressed, you know what I mean? And love me when I'm up, but when I'm not so high, look at me sideways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm strong. I can ride this out. No, but encouragement, encouraging each other, it's so vital. And the way that we treat each other, not only those that have trauma, but just general people, you know, because like I said before, we all are dealing with some form of mental health. You know, mine was my story, and I don't like to harp on it a lot, but I've definitely seen some things growing up. Domestic violence, picking, or being in the wrong, with the wrong person. Yes, I've experienced that too, you know. I could go on and on, but I'm just glad to say that I've made it through some of these things, and part of my healing is sharing my testimony through my art and music, you know. There are times that's difficult for me, but I'm getting better at it as I go along. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like it's an ongoing process with me. I know there's potential inside of all of us that, you know, some of these things that happen with us, it's untapped. You know, so I'm still breaking through those kind of blockages that trauma can cause. And just realizing that sometimes, yeah, they're there. But this isn't going to hold me back for the rest of my life. Understand? I'm going to use this testimony to strengthen myself. And there's a reason I feel that to share that story and not feel that or not to have the guilt and the shame that this belongs to me anyway.
True. Well, thank you, you know, for calling into the show and, you know, sharing your story with us. You know, we appreciate you, you know, for being here, and we just hope, you know, like you say, every day is a healing process. So, you know, we wish you nothing but love and prosperity.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. I'm just so blessed to meet people who are real, real individuals, not those, they give you those same blanket statements or those same cliches or phrases that we've heard over and over that are really not working, but to really address okay, I got this going on. I'm going to pay attention, and I'm going to heal it. If it takes me one day at a time, that's okay.
Exactly.
I don't have to, you know, be any way for anyone. But, yes, I'm striving to be the best me. I hope everybody else is striving to be the best them also, you know.
I thank Taz
for inviting me into the call. I really am grateful for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad that, you know, you joined the discussion. You know, we definitely got to build more, you know, outside of this, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I've been in a transition period. I'm 42 years old, everybody. You know what I mean? So there are times where my family's like, I hear it all the time, you know, you got to stop, you know, getting into your cycles, and you got to stop with your tears, and I don't know, they just don't understand, you know, everything, which I'm fighting all the time. So I started to redirect by doing comedy, art. Like, I would get out there and just tell stories during my comedy. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and not even be afraid to talk about some of this stuff. You know, these foster homes, some of the families I've met. It's not all bad things, you know.
Right.
So that's my forum is definitely heading that way. Really sharing this in a way that it's light. You can talk about it and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Yeah.
That's fact. That's definitely fact.
Most high God that brought me through trials and tribulations. You know, I don't know if anybody, I don't want to get into scriptures, but we were warned that these days and times would be like it. So to hold on to our faith in a higher power, you know, that has control over all these situations, you know, that's what I keep in the back of my mind as I move forward. And I'm so blessed to keep meeting others who are coming forward with these stories. If I can share one really quickly before we end. I met a lady yesterday, or the day before yesterday, whose son passed away recently, was shot in Baltimore City, right?
Oh, wow.
The most interesting thing about this woman was that the condition that her face is in pain. Can you guys hear me? So when she was telling me her story about her son, just 2 days ago, I met this lady. She said that she explained the condition, which I'm familiar with. You know, I stayed in a shelter one time where this lady had this, like, muscle ailment who all she could do was scream and cry. She said because she had this muscle ailment in her body, she had been used to controlling the way she took in pain because the pain would be so excruciating on her face, even to shed a tear at times. It would hurt so bad. So she learned how to channel and deal with her pain, right? Mm. She said when her son was shot in Baltimore City, she held him as he was dying in her arms. And because of her pain mechanism and coping, she couldn't even cry. And she said, you know, after he passed, she felt like his spirit told her, this is your time to tell your story and use me to tell it. She told me that, you know, everybody was expecting her to break down because of her son's passing. But because her life, she had already dealt with that pain, she was able to all through it. She said she doesn't know how strong she really is. She wouldn't say that's strength because everybody's telling her that. She said this is her life and the person she has become. She's married. She, you know, has a wonderful family. And her spirit was so vibrant to me. I was amazed by her story. And here I am in my pain. You know, that's why I say to share. And people that are willing to be real, how healing her message was. It's sad. But we have to address that with honesty. You know, I feel like in our process of healing our community, not to continue to harp on it, to know that it's there. You know?
That's deep. Yeah. That definitely
we
is
got
deep.
That's an extreme story there. And I apologize if anybody was affected by it, you know, in an adverse way. But I think the thing that I took from it was a beautiful message. In which she was talking about strength.
Yes.
We really connected and we started talking about learning new things. She's learned to draw. She showed me some art that she's been doing, how she's coping with everything. It was such a beautiful story. Her songs and poetry that she was sharing, beautiful, amazing. You know, so I just wanted to share that with you, and thank you again for having me. I don't want to keep on talking, but thank everybody for listening.
Thank you for coming
on. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. Yeah, I can see,
yeah.
You know, it definitely is a beautiful story, and you get what you can and take out of it, but... Yeah, definitely deep, and we appreciate you for sharing that with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. So before we get out of here, do you guys or does anyone have any advice to anyone who may be going through or facing a similar situation that you've been through? Maybe they don't know how to talk to somebody, or maybe they don't know how to get out of that situation, but if anyone has any advice they would like to share, the floor is open.
Don't let it change you or darken your heart, please. That's the worst thing you ever do to yourself. That's my advice.
Thank you.
Just keep reminding yourself that you're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy, you still there?
Who?
Lucy. She must be
gone. We lost a couple people, yeah.
Me,
they might have had to go.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still
We still have a couple people on here, so, but a couple people, they might have had to go, you know, we going on almost 2 hours now, but, you know, I definitely understand and appreciate those that did join in with us and share their story with us, but we'll leave the floor open here for just a few moments or so. If anyone has anything that they want to, you know, add or, like I said, any advice, you know, to anyone out there, please feel free to share at this time.
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Well, only thing I would say is just keep your faith, you know, stay faith-based and keep pushing. Decide to learn new things and don't be afraid to change your situation if you have to.
I say don't hold it all in. If you don't have anybody to talk to, write it out. I wrote a lot growing up. All right. To get out all the stuff that I was holding in, I just wrote it out. It can be just writing down how I felt that day or just making it into a poem or something, but you got to get it out because if you keep it in, it's just going to fester and it's going to make things worse.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Yeah, I just want to say peace, light, love, everybody. Peace, light, love.
Peace and love, sis. Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me.
Peace and love.
All right. Well, it sounds like that we are pretty much done. So, again, we appreciate everyone that has taken some time out of their day to call in and share their story with everyone. And this will be the first of many episodes. So, you know, we're gonna do it again sometime in the future. So at any time, you know, if you guys want to join, you know, one of our roundtable discussions, it doesn't necessarily have to be about domestic violence, as we do, you know, talk about other different issues and things going on in the community. So our doors are open, you know. You're willing to join into any of our upcoming conversations, or if you guys have any ideas as to things that you would like to talk about, just hit me up or hit send up or hit up the show page and, you know, we'll just build from there, you know. So on that note, I'm going to just say peace and love to everyone. And, Sin, if you got anything you want to say before we go?
God bless everybody that called. God bless everybody going through abusive situations. You know what I'm saying? I pray for everybody. And go stream the Huck Smash EP.
I had to
throw the little shameless plug in there, you know what I'm saying?
I need some new
church shoes, man, you know. trying to make a few pennies, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just stream one song. That's all you got to do. Just stream one. That's it.
I can dig it. And that Black Queen song that I played at the beginning of the show from Big Sin is on his EP, the Hulk Smash EP. So make sure that you guys check that out. And, you know, stay tuned to our page at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also follow us there, or you can follow me, Taz at MC, as well as Big Sin. Anybody else out here want to shout out their Instagram or do a quick plug?
I'm sorry.
It's all good, y'all. All right, well, peace and love, everybody. Before we get out of here, I'm going to just play a quick little thing for our sponsor, but catch us next time. Peace.
Walk Excellence is more than a brand. It's our destiny. We were created to be great, so we have to tap into that greatness and energy so that we can walk in our purpose. Sometimes it may seem difficult or impossible. Other times, our path may have an obstructed view or we just get lost. And some days, if not every day, we just have to simply let go by faith, not by sight. Either way, we were built for greatness. And we have every right, I mean every right, to walk in our purpose. The journey of life starts from within. The key is taking the time to love yourself, mind, body, and spirit. For more information, please visit www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Walk Excellent.